Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mozi.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mozi.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mozi Home with promo code Amber or 15% off Mozi Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mozi.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mozi.com.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I am so glad you joined me today on the Amber May Show, because today I think I want to focus in on this thing called worrying. I had a listener write me this week, and we kind of had this conversation on worrying. So I would like to let you know that I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or concerns or anything like that, email me, and maybe it'd be great because maybe somebody else is going through the same thing and could use that word of encouragement. So my email address is amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com, or you can always write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. And we were in this conversation about the world and the economy and everything that's going on. And this person is smart, I guess. You know, I wouldn't criticize them for what they're doing. They're preparing. Some have bought some silver, things like that. They've been buying some necessities like flour, canned goods, things that they can store and keep good. Making a plan of action in case things get chaotic here in this country by telling the family member where is a good place that we can all pull resources together, things like that. You know, it's always great to be prepared. And I would never discourage anyone from preparing themselves for the unknown, because we really don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I think that's what makes it kind of scary. But one thing I do know is I know the one who holds the future in his hands. And he knows what's going to happen, and he commands us not to worry. But at the same time, I'm going to ask you to pray about if you feel like there's things you need to prepare for the future because of the unknown, and you don't know what's going to happen with the economy and the dollar collapsing and jobs and all that, then I'd ask you today to sit before God and ask him, how can I prepare? Because Joseph had a dream when he was second in command in Egypt, and God told him to store away in barns because he was going to give him a harvest of plenty. And God commanded him to stow away in barns so that when the famine came, they had food. So I'm going to say it's not a bad thing to, plan ahead and stock up a little bit, but let's also not get carried away either. Because again, we have a God that knows the future, and if we're his child, then he's going to take care of us, right? Well, this is coming from the mouth himself. Jesus Christ is telling people in Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, and it's my favorite verse because it always makes me calm down, put things in perspective, and I want to share it with you. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You have little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need of them. But first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Each day. Well, that's from the horse's mouth. So let me give you some other references to tell you about how God took care of people in the Bible. Have you ever remembered the story of the Israelites in the desert and how they actually got wealth out of Egypt? The Egyptians gave them gold and prepared them, and they had money monetarily to be able to buy things when they left Egypt. So not only did they have that, but really and truly, they didn't need much money, but God even provided that for them. And then they turned around and used it to worship a calf that couldn't do anything. Let me tell you, if you've made it, why worship it? Because it can't do anything for you. If you, a fallible person, a person that's not perfect, made something to worship, an inanimate object that doesn't have a soul, can't breathe, doesn't have a heartbeat. That was just foolish to worship something like that. But we have a God that breathes, gave us life. He breathed the breath of life into us, gave us a heartbeat, made the body the ability to fix itself when it breaks a bone or when it gets sick. You know, the white blood cells go and try and heal the body. This body is fantastic. It's something that only a creator of infinite wisdom could put together, because when you really think about the human body and how fascinating it is, miracles happen to us every single day. So they wander the desert for 50 years. And you know what? Not once did their clothes tatter or get ruined. Think about us. We have to buy new clothes sometimes every year because we get holes in it. They wear out. But they were in the desert for 50 years and their clothes never wore out. That's a miracle in itself. And then when I thought about Matthew chapter 6 and it says, why do you worry about your clothes? See, God can dress the fields. Don't you think he can dress you? God provided them the ability for their clothes to last them until they made it into the promised land. He did a miracle for them. But then he also brought a miracle of bringing bread from heaven called manna, and it was there every morning for them to eat. And then when they complained about that, God brought them quail. Every day he brought quail to them. He also provided water for them through rocks. God can make a way out of no way. He does the impossible all the time. It's just us as human beings, we get into this mindset because we can't create something out of nothing like God can. We can't make water come out of rocks. We can't make food just appear out of nowhere. But God can do that. Well, I'm also reminded of the time where Elijah was given meat by ravens. God commanded ravens to give Elijah some meat. Huh. Then I'm thinking of the time when the widow met Elisha, and she said that there's a famine and she was just going to make one cake for her and her son and then they were going to die of starvation. But the prophet told her, go make me a cake and then go make yourself a cake. And what happened with that obedience? She always had enough to make a cake. God replenished that jar of oil and the flour so that she could always have cake until the day the famine was over. So if God can do those things for those people and he changes not, why do you worry about what's going to happen in the future? I'm not saying don't be prepared, because if you feel like you have to prepare, then prepare. There's nothing wrong with preparing. There is something wrong when you don't have the faith that God's going to bring you through that part. Because if you're a child of God and God knows that you need of these things, then what are you doing by worrying so much? Okay, So let me tell you this, Matthew chapter 7, verse 9. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Think about that. If you're a child of God and you ask him for your daily needs, which is food, you really think he's going to give you a stone, or is he going to provide for your needs? God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And what is the Lord's prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Today provide for my needs. Even Jesus said that to his dad. Give us this day our daily bread. He's teaching his disciples. When you pray to your heavenly Father, praise his name, show him glory on high, recognize who he is, and then ask God for your daily needs. Now, he didn't say ask for tomorrow's needs or years for tomorrow's needs, but ask today for your daily bread. Ask today for your needs. Ask God for the food that you need, the shelter that you need, the clothes that you need. See, when you put it into perspective, it's not so scary when you know that there's a Heavenly Father that loves you so much, that sent his son Jesus Christ to die for you, to have a relationship with you. And if he went through all that to be tortured on the cross, don't you think he's going to provide for your nourishment, your shelter? Maybe it's not in the way you think it's going to be, but there's going to be a roof over your head somehow, some way, and there's going to be food in your stomach somehow, some way. What if God commanded a bird to drop seed into your soil, and then all of a sudden you have vegetables growing in your yard? It could be as simple as that. Maybe it will come a time where we can't afford bread in the grocery store. There'll be food in the store, but not enough money to purchase the food. But what if it's like that, where God commands the birds to drop food into your lap? Anything's possible with God. What if he brought manna back? What if he did some miracle and all of a sudden in your front yard or your backyard you find manna? I mean, I think that'd be exciting to be in that place where you just rely on God to see how he's going to provide for you. So don't be scared about the future, because we know the one who holds the future, and he loves you, and he wants a relationship with you. Again, if there's something that is on your mind this week, or you have a question, email me, because I thought that was a fantastic discussion, and I want to thank you for emailing me that and having that dialogue back and forth, and I want to hear from you. My email address is amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com. You can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's 5162. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Hey, always check me out on the web at ambermayshow.com. I have some discounts on there for you, and I hope you could take advantage of them. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually, number two will look out for you.
Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new shape-ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.